Highways have become waterways. The only hospital within a 35-kilometer radius is partially submerged. Even the dead here can't rest in peace. Beneath these murky waters, residents say lies the community graveyard. Mohammed Wanwe's family was hit hard.
The water tore through my compound and brought down the entire house. Three of my children died, two are in hospital.
Residents say this year's floods are the worst in more than half a century. The country's emergency agency says more than 500,000 people have been affected.
Officials here say huge swathes of Jigawa State are underwater, including 20,000 hectares of rice paddies and cornfields. In addition to immediate concerns about destroyed livelihoods and incomes, there are fears of food shortages before the next planting season.
Government buildings are now housing thousands of displaced people. Conditions here are desperate. With many people still unreachable, officials struggle to deliver aid.
In fact, the devastation is beyond the resources of the state. As president, what we can only offer is we offer feedings, we offer beddings, and some part of mats for sleeping and mattresses, and medical care, and maybe toilet facilities in the camps and water facilities.
Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says nearly all of the country's 36 states have been affected by this year's floods. With dams still bursting their banks and rains still in focus, the worst may not be over for Nigerians living in riverine and coastal communities. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Jigawa.